This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program. You can bring up anything that you want. All you got to do is take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Nobody.
Oops, something's wrong there. Try that again, nobody.
Nobody.
There we go.
And Chris.
All right. So, of course, plenty of stuff to talk about tonight, including Ann Arbor, Michigan, your home turf, nobody.
Yep, my place of origin. They don't want me there anymore. I'm too conservative.
Well,
did you get kicked out?
Yeah, they threw me out.
Surprisingly, if you're saying you're too conservative for them.
They think I'm conservative because I think people should have a right to defend themselves from the government.
Ah, okay.
That's conservative?
Apparently to them it is.
That's so weird. Usually the conservatives are like pro-cop.
Yeah, that's it. The conservatives love their police.
Yeah.
Yeah, well that's the funny thing is, you know, the liberals think we should defend ourselves by government by going out and burning random things down because we can't have guns to actually wage war against them.
So the big news out of Ann Arbor, Michigan recently, the AP reporting that they have gone ahead and decriminalized psychedelic plants and fungi.
Yay!
Where is this?
Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Ann Arbor, Michigan. It's okay. Near Detroit, if I recall correctly.
It is about 45 minutes away from Detroit, maybe 20 minutes from Detroit Airport.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So this includes magic mushrooms, by the way. And police officers will no longer make them an enforcement focus. The city council voted unanimously last month in favor of a resolution declaring it the city's lowest law enforcement priority, according to MLive.com. That means that the so-called authorities won't investigate or arrest anyone for planting, cultivating, buying, transporting, distributing, engaging in practices with, or possessing entheogenic plants or plant compounds.
Huh.
So we're talking about not just magic mushrooms, but sounds like DMT would qualify there, peyote, mescaline?
I don't know about DMT because
it's all
don't
plant-based.
Know the origin of DMT.
All DMT is plant-based.
Okay. Yeah, it's supposed to be in all living things, isn't it?
Supposedly.
DMT?
Some living things
so
have more
you're
than...
harvesting so it from, like, pork,
does that mean you're always guilty of, like, being on DMT?
No, they wouldn't be able to... the odds are, if you were to be caught with DMT, you would be caught with a physical product. They cannot generally arrest you for what they would call internal possession of most drugs. Now, that's not true for all of them. There's, for instance, I believe internal possession for people under 21 in New Hampshire for alcohol. So if you're 20 years old and you're caught with alcohol in your system, anywhere you are, not just behind the wheel, then you can be charged with internal possession. But that's easy to detect, right? Like it's, you know, if somebody's pretty wasted drunk, then there are ways to make sure that you can detect that if you can't just smell it on their breath. But with something like an entheogenic substance like DMT, you know, once you use that product, first of all, it only lasts for about 5 or 10 minutes, number one. But even if they were to somehow apprehend you while you were on it, they wouldn't be able to know what you were on necessarily. Mm. And they wouldn't, you know, unless you were to tell them or whatever, then and even in that case, they still don't have the physical evidence to prove that it's true. Unless, of course, you still have some of whatever it was that you were taking.
Right.
So generally being on a drug is not typically, and again, this isn't legal advice, there are probably some places where it is illegal, but generally just being on the drug is not illegal, unless you're driving a car or something like that.
What was that word you used, entheogenic?
Entheogenic, it's sort of the newer term for psychedelic. stands for the root word there, the prefix, is essentially the God within, and theogen.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah,
that's what that means.
Interesting. I gotta look that up.
It's a cool word. Yeah. So the city council voted unanimously in favor of this resolution, which again is like, wow, really? That's pretty impressive. The resolution defines entheogenic plants, plants and fungi that contain indole amines, tryptamines, and phenethylamines, quote, that can benefit psychological and physical wellness, support and enhance religious and spiritual practices, and can reestablish humans' inalienable and direct relationship to nature. I gotta say, I never expected those words to come out of a government body.
Yeah,
Certainly bizarre.
Of course, I never expected to need to reestablish something that was inalienable either.
Right. Well, they managed to alienate it pretty effectively over the last few decades with the war on drugs. The move applies to ayahuasca, ibogaine, mescaline, peyote, psilocybic mushrooms, and other substances with hallucinogenic properties considered illegal under state and federal law. But to be clear, it's the natural one. So LSD likely would not fall in this particular category, so it's likely that LSD is probably still illegal, as that has to go through some level of, I guess it does.
I don't believe it exists. It's a synthetic chemical. I don't believe it exists in nature.
I think like LSA or something. There's some sort of
LSA related comes from morning glory seeds.
Right. That's what I was thinking of. So probably LSD would still be illegal, but that's a long list of psychedelic substances that is now essentially decriminalized within the city of Ann Arbor. That's a lot of them.
Yeah, and it removes any appearance of justification for having LSD illegal as well, because even regardless of its origin, it's no dangerous than
no more dangerous than
some of those chemicals. As a matter of fact, I think which one was it? Peyote is probably the most dangerous one on the list, as I understand it.
The city council called upon the county prosecutor's office to halt prosecution of people involved in the use of such plants and plant compounds. Grassroots group called Decriminalize Nature Ann Arbor, or DNA2, like DNA squared kind of, had been lobbying city council to take up the issue after some council members were apprehensive about sponsoring the group's proposal earlier this year. Some ultimately decided they were persuaded by arguments centering on medical and spiritual benefits of using psychedelics, particularly for mental health treatment. So I presume if it was anything like what happened out in California, where it was, I believe, the Oakland City Council followed by Santa Cruz, I think, that went ahead and did something similar there. So Ann Arbor's just following in the steps of these other places. You get some people in front of the city council. You get some military veterans who've had amazing, you know, experiences with psychedelics, for instance, pertaining to PTSD, to help them beat that or deal with that. You bring some of those folks in. You bring some other, captains of industries, the sort of the highest level people that you can find to get them to speak to their experience and how these things have helped them.
Yeah, for LSD, you would want to bring in probably some of the programmers and scientists who microdose on LSD. For MDMA, MDMA is really...
Neither of those, by the way, are included in this proposal.
True. I was thinking more to expand that.
Yeah, sure.
Because MDMA is really the thing for PTSD, as I understand it, even better than
mushrooms?
LSD. Maybe I'm wrong on that. I haven't looked at the latest literature.
Uh-huh. I don't recall hearing an LSD test on that, but it wouldn't surprise me.
No, not LSD, MDMA.
I know, but you were talking about that it was better than LSD or whatever, and so I don't recall hearing about
that. That was
LSD.
My understanding.
Yeah, I don't recall. I mean, I'd love to read more about the LSD test on PTSD, because I suspect you could do something with that.
I think quite possibly.
I have heard about it with regards to psychedelic mushrooms, and they've had some very good experiences there, too,
nice,
from what I understand. So, according to the story, advocates contend that non-addictive psychedelics can provide a pathway out of opioid addiction.
Yes. Yeah, I've actually had that. I used LSD again, but I actually managed to turn myself into a crackhead for 6 months and then fix it using LSD. Kids, don't try this at home. Please. This was a terrible idea. I just couldn't think of another way to do it.
The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Last year, Denver was the first U.S. city to decriminalize psychedelic mushrooms, followed by Oakland and then Santa Cruz, as I mentioned. And I don't know if Oregon's going to get it on the ballot this year or not. I think they were working towards that. They may have gotten it. We'll have to check in on that.
Nice.
855-450-FREE, but that one was only for not for recreational. It was only for, like, with a doctor's prescription. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. DocumentLeak shows trillions of dollars of illegal activity by major banks. Alibaba files more blockchain patents than any other company in 2020. MicroStrategy, a publicly traded company, bought $175 million worth of Bitcoin last week, as little as two-thirds of Bitcoins will ever circulate. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the liberty movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, inviting you to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about the end to prohibition. Now, it's not completely here yet, but we're seeing some telltale signs, little indicators that maybe some things are changing. Maybe some pretty important things are shifting. Instead of looking at so-called psychedelic plants and fungi as dangerous, people are starting to see them as medicine again, where they're actually using them in therapeutic circumstances to help them defeat certain mental issues such as addiction and recidivism and trauma and post-traumatic stress and depression, anxiety, and other debilitating conditions. This is according to various different research that has been done, and I'm sure much of which was presented to the Ann Arbor, Michigan City Council, who then voted unanimously. I mean, the idea that, you know, the war on drugs has been so slow to change over so many decades. Very, very little has changed, you know, over time. And we started to see some of the first dominoes go down with medical cannabis over the last 20, 25 years.
And Ann Arbor was at the head of that. I mean, even in the Reagan administration, when I was in high school, there was a $5 fine in Ann Arbor for weed.
Wow.
So
that was during the Just Say No Reagan. Wow.
Yeah, that was the worst of the drug war was the Reagan administration. One of the reasons that, you know, the little kid from the Boondocks was right. Ronald Reagan was the devil. But also highly unlikely Jesus was white. But
true. At the very least, he was really tan.
Yeah, I think so. So there I am, the only white guy in Jerusalem. But it was a $5 fine. I used to have one of those $5 tickets tacked to my wall in Ann Arbor.
Nice. So you never paid it?
I didn't take it with me when I paid it, so I could keep it.
I gotcha. So if you want to comment on decriminalization of psychedelic plants, like the idea that this is happening as soon as it is kind of a surprise to me. I mean, I figured we'd be dragging through medical marijuana and then legalization of marijuana. I mean, still not most of the states. I think the supermajority of states actually have one or the other or some combination of both. I was looking at a map of like the United States showing different shades of green for how much marijuana reform there's been. So there's the states where they've only had medical, there's the states where they've only had a little bit of decrim, there's the states where they've had both medical and decrim, and then the states where they've had full-on legalization. So
wait, what states have had full-on legalization? Oh, you mean marijuana?
There's been like 11 of them now. I think Vermont was number 11.
But all taxes. Oh, with taxes.
All with taxes.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, the odds that a state is going to legalize marijuana without taxing it are next to zero. Every one of them is going to tax it.
I don't know. What about Vermont?
They just legalized it and they're imposing a tax.
Did they put a tax on it?
That's what I've got. That's the next story I've got.
That's so unfortunate. Because that means there's going to be a cartel, which means chances are, minorities are going to be shut out of the industry.
Felons will be shut out.
Anybody without political power is going to be shut out.
Well, they won't shut out the minorities per se because at least in Massachusetts, they actually gave minorities first pick. So they actually handed out the government licenses first to minorities. But it's still the minorities who have the money and who are connected. If you aren't connected.
Yeah, Snoop Dogg's going to get those licenses.
Right, yeah. If you aren't connected or whichever, you know, black businessman who happens to have, you know, curry favor with the government bureaucrats there in Massachusetts. If you're not of means, if you don't have an army of attorneys and you're not willing to jump through all the ridiculous legalization hoops, then you're dead in the water and you're essentially still stuck in the black market, which is where a lot of the purchases still go on in Massachusetts today. So even though there are legal stores all across the state of Massachusetts, there's a ton of black market sales because it's still expensive in the legal market. The black market actually is competitive with them.
It's interesting. I'm like the least,
you're not in the culture.
I don't drink. I don't do drugs. It's not because I'm against drugs. I mean, I'm not a user. I'm not a regular user. Let's put it that way. And it's kind of interesting. Like, even from, you know, just looking at, you know, the whole thing, I would still, I much prefer the I don't want to say criminalization, but the legalization, but without the legalized sale, just because they can't tax it then.
Right. Yeah, I think we would all prefer that.
Yeah, it's not full legalization until the licensing is gone.
Right.
As far as I'm concerned.
Right. But there comes a point where it's just like, it's the cost. It's better that it's illegal to some degree, if it's insignificant, than it is that the government gets money out of, you know, people by force, for the habit.
If it's getting people out of prison, and I think in Vermont's case they are actually going to pardon people, from what I understand, sort of as an automatic thing. So, I mean, legalization is certainly better than criminalization, but it still keeps criminal penalties for those who are outside of the system.
Or those who are selling it, right?
That's what I mean. Those who are outside of the system. So, you can sell it as long as you get your license and have the government inspectors in there and you jump through the hoops.
I would like to see it decriminalized sale, but not taxed. But if that means making it a $5 fine, I'd rather see that, because then it just isn't worth their effort to go after.
Right.
That's why they did it that way in Ann Arbor, because they could not nullify a state law at the city level. But what they could do is forbid their cops, require their cops to enforce the city ordinance instead of the state law. So by making it a $5 fine, they effectively made it legal.
Right.
Unfortunately, it didn't cover trafficking.
And I think what we've seen here, and I haven't gotten the numbers, and I really should. I should put in a 91A request, a Freedom of Information Act, New Hampshire, to find out how many arrests they've had and how many tickets. How many people were arrested for cannabis possession? Because it used to be a misdemeanor here until 2017. So prior to 2017, so looking at the full year of 2016, and then looking at the full year of 2018 and 2019. Mm-hmm. How many arrests were there in 2016, and then look at 2018 and see how many tickets were written and how many arrests there were.
I would say, if I had to take a guess, it's probably like very close to zero, because in order for it to be a criminal offense, you have to be convicted twice prior. So
right. Or have more than 3/4 of an ounce. So there's a certain amount at which.
True, too. So I guess there could still be some arrests.
But I suspect the number is way down.
Yeah,
I suspect it's way down. And because they're probably not looking as much as they used to as well. So that's what I'm interested in. And I did talk to a cop the other day, and he sort of echoed that sentiment. Mm-hmm. So I suspect that is the case. But again, I haven't seen the actual numbers. So I do agree with you. In fact, Daryl Perry uses the term, and I don't remember if it was nobody who came up with this term or Daryl, depenalization. So instead of having decrim.
No, that would have brought up castration anxiety.
I don't know if you came up with something similar at one point, but it was a word that was different than decriminalization, and it was different than legalization.
What I like to say is just repeal of marijuana laws.
There you go.
Just get the word marijuana, get all of the drug names out of the penal code.
Well, interestingly, I don't think it actually exists in the New Hampshire penal code, because I think they laws. Yeah, I think what they have is a law that adopts the federal, what do they call them, the drug schedules.
I never adopt federal stuff, because those guys are idiots.
Absolutely.
Interesting.
Toll-free number. So essentially, if we were to end that, strike the schedule, then everything would be legal in New Hampshire.
Ooh.
We're coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the value soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump will take his first step back on the campaign trail and hold an in-person event Saturday at the White House. It will be his first in-person event since announcing he'd contracted the coronavirus last week. The event will focus on law and order and will be held on the South Lawn of the White House. Former White House physician Dr. Ronnie Jackson tells Fox News the president should be ready to get back to a normal schedule.
So all we really need to know for the president is that he's asymptomatic and that he's been that way for a few days and that he has two negative tests, you know, that are at least 24 hours apart.
Hurricane Delta continues to batter the Gulf Coast of Louisiana, with the strongest winds now reaching land and thousands without power in Louisiana and Texas. Flash flood warnings are now in effect in and around Lake Charles, Louisiana, as Delta continues to dump rain on the state. The hurricane will make official landfall within the next few hours, as forecasters continue to warn about a possible life-threatening storm surge. This is USA Radio News. The White House is responding to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the legislation she introduced Friday to create a committee to determine the fitness of a president. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany hit back at the speaker, suggesting on Fox News that she herself be examined.
The only one who needs to be looking at the 25th Amendment is Nancy Pelosi herself. She had that bizarre interview on ABC a few weeks ago where in the middle of it, after she suggested using impeachment to make sure that Amy Coney Barrett doesn't get on the court, impeachment of the President of the United States for carrying out his constitutional duty. In the middle of the interview, she blurts out, "Good morning, good Sunday morning." So maybe she's projecting here, because the 25th Amendment, no reason for it to be considered with regard to the President of the United States.
A judge says former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin can leave the state while awaiting trial. Chauvin is charged in the May death of George Floyd. A Hennepin County judge cited evidence of safety concerns after Chauvin was released from jail earlier this week on bond. The former officer faces murder and manslaughter charges in Floyd's death. This is USA Radio News.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowway.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. You bring up what you want. All you got to do, dial in toll free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Also, you can join us on our Matrix chat server, where there are a bunch of other people.
Matrix is real.
It's awesome, too. I'm really enjoying it. We've had people showing up there over the last couple of weeks. A lot of the folks who used to be on our old Discord server have found their way into the new, freer Matrix server.
I'm amazed at how many people are in there, really.
Really?
Like, yeah, there's a lot of chatter going on in there, and I just wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, well, we've got...
It used to be hard to get on Matrix the first time we tried it. It was a pain in the butt. Now yeah, it's a lot easier.
They've smoothed it out a lot since I think we tried it out in the activist community here 2 or 3 years ago.
Yep.
And we kind of held on to it for a year and gave it a good, I think we gave it a real good go, and it just never really got on. This is really catching on. We've got over 100 people right now in the on-air now channel. Now, that doesn't mean they're all sitting there at their computer.
Sure.
That they're in the channel.
But there's definitely chatter going on in the on-air channel.
Yeah, and there's two dozen channels here now, I think so.
Quite a few channels. There's been a little chatter in some of the other channels as well.
Different topics.
Yeah,
people can make their own channel,
yeah,
which is different than what we had before. So check it out. Go to get the step-by-step instructions on how to connect and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners over at chat.lrn.fm. That's chat.lrn.fm. And you can actually call in through the Matrix server, and then you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. And with you in the studio is Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
Now, we've talked about Divi here on Free Talk Live, and I finally got a chance to set up a masternode. So what happened when we got Divi on board, I think it's just over a year ago, they paid us basically by giving us a masternode. And so Mark and Laura, they were the ones who set the masternode up originally. They sort of did it all without me, and that's a good thing, right? Because they didn't need to call me to ask for help. So that's a good, you know, that's a good indicator that you're dealing with something that's pretty easy to do, because neither Mark nor Laura are particularly, you know, computer oriented. So they were able to do it without me, but that also meant that I didn't get to see it happen. So I was like, well, how easy? They were talking about how this was an easy masternode to set up, and having been involved in some masternode setups before, it's in most cases complicated. So this is very, very simple. I finally set it up here recently and been very happy with it so far. So you can go to DiviProject.org, learn about how you can get involved in masternodes, or just do staking with Divi, which is also very simple. DiviProject.org, and yes, you can buy Divi at several exchanges, or just get it what they call over the counter directly from the Divi team. It's DiviProject.org. We're talking about drug decriminalization, drug legalization, and drug depenalization, the ending of prohibition, basically. And that's, of course, what all of us want here in the studio is no taxes, thank you very much. Just end prohibition. Let's also release the peaceful prisoners from behind bars, those people who've been convicted of various different drug-related so-called crimes. As long as there was no victim, they weren't robbing somebody or breaking and entering or, you know, doing something dastardly in order to get the drugs, then they should be let out of prison and they should be pardoned automatically.
Yeah, I would agree. The only thing that I would want beyond that is I think that all of the drug warriors should be tried for crimes against humanity in The Hague, and then should be hung by the neck until dead.
I don't know if I'd go that far, but I wouldn't mind swapping some of the people who, you know, some of the violent criminals in jail currently for the violent criminals on the street.
Give them a taste of what they've been that would be good.
Put all the governors, all the presidents, all the congressmen, all the senators in General Pop in a maximum security prison.
Yeah, I mean, I can't say that I would feel sorry for those people if that's what happened to them, if that was their fate.
I mean, they perpetrated a war against us for no reason at all.
It's disgusting, too, because they literally perpetrated not just a war, but they perpetrated a war against their own people.
Yes. Yes.
Citizens. Well, not enemy combatants, not other soldiers, but their own citizens.
The point where you're wrong, though, nobody is, it wasn't for no reason at all. It was to suppress.
Well, it was to steal from us. It was to protect the Big Pharma monopoly, because nobody's going to take Big Pharma poison for their depression if they can use
a
better drug, a safer drug, something that exists in nature.
Not only that, but use a drug that exists in nature that in many cases can actually solve the problem. With the depression drugs from pharmaceutical companies, they want you on that for the rest of your life. You got to be popping those pills every single day. But the people who've taken, like, mushrooms for, you know, treating post-traumatic stress disorder, many of those people, the symptoms of PTSD were eliminated. They had tried all of the other medications on the marketplace. This was their last ditch. This was, you know, okay, well, I've tried all these other things. There's this experimental thing. We'll sign up for this. We'll try this. It worked for them.
Yeah. And when you're toting up the drug war deaths, you also have to include people like my first sponsor in AA, who committed suicide on Prozac after never having had suicidal ideation before Prozac.
That's one of the side effects.
He was also, the reason he was depressed in the first place is because after he got sober, they sent him to prison for like a year and a half for cocaine.
And remember, a side effect is just an effect that they don't publicize.
Yes.
I have to wonder sometimes if it's not better to have committed suicide than to end up on some of these
drugs.
Yeah, it just seems like the problems get worse and worse and worse when you get on these things.
So that was one reason, nobody, as you pointed out, they wanted to protect the pharmaceutical corporations, but also they wanted to attack politically unpopular groups, people that they saw a threat from. Remember the old Nixon administration, one of those guys?
Oh, yeah, the blacks and hippies. anti-war hippies.
They wanted to suppress
them. They didn't forgive us for imposing the war.
Yeah, they wanted to suppress those people specifically. So it could have been somewhat racist. It could have been protectionist. I mean, so there's all kinds of reasons that this war on drugs was perpetrated.
Definitely the hippies.
None of them were good public policy.
The hippies and the, I don't know what the politically correct term is, but black people, I'll use, was with the two groups that they were targeting at the time.
So if you want to comment, please join the show. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Again, the news here that Ann Arbor in Michigan has now decriminalized on a unanimous vote of the city council, not just magic mushrooms, but any plant or fungi that can have a psychedelic or an entheogenic effect on the users. So kudos to, you know, every now and then these government goons will do something right, and in this particular case, they have done that. So hopefully we're going to see more of that sort of thing happening. In related news, Vermont, it was actually Robert in Vermont who called, I think, last night or the night before to give us a heads up on this, but Vox.com announcing here that Vermont is now the 11th state to allow recreational marijuana sales. Now, it was, I think, last year that Vermont actually legalized cannabis, like you were talking about, where there was no tax, there was no regulatory scheme, but there was also no legal selling either.
It was growing that was allowed, was it?
Yeah, you could grow some personal amount and possess personal amounts of cannabis. I'm not sure what the totals were, but that's changing now. Governor Phil Scott, according to Vox.com, announced Wednesday he will allow a marijuana sales legalization bill passed by the legislature to take effect. So what do they call that, a pocket something or other?
Well, there's a pocket veto, but that's not a veto at all, so that can't be what they're talking about there.
This is the same thing, though, where he doesn't sign it, but he waits, and it just goes through, basically.
That's at the state level,
correct,
though, so their constitution is probably slightly different. Pocket veto is at the federal level.
Vermont previously legalized marijuana possession and growing. The latest bill allows and builds a commercialized tax and regulate system similar to other legalization states. It's set to take effect this month, but state regulators will have until October of 2022, so 2 years, to start issuing licenses for retailers, meaning legal sales could still be as much as 2 years away. Separately, the governor signed another bill into law that seeks to automate the expungement process for past marijuana convictions, freeing people from their criminal records for marijuana. People who get expungements will receive a notification by mail.
Is that just possession, or is that sale as well?
It doesn't say here. I'm not sure which bill it is, so I can't look it up easily. But this is the right way to do it, where it's just automatic. They're just going to say, all right, everybody with this conviction, you're clear. And they're going to send out notices rather than saying, okay, well, if you want to send us $100, we'll go ahead and wipe you off.
Yeah,
which is how
terrible.
It works in a lot of places. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You want to comment on decriminalization of cannabis and other drugs, you can join us or bring up anything.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey, everybody. Confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want right here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Discussing drug decriminalization slash legalization slash the end of prohibition, which is, of course, what we want to see here on Free Talk Live. Just end prohibition. Stop putting people in prison. Let the peaceful people out of prison. End the insane war on drugs and just let the market decide how to manufacture and sell and distribute and all of those things.
Let people live their lives.
Yeah, absolutely. It is high time, so to speak. So if you want to comment here, you're welcome to join us. Ian, Nobody, and Chris in the studio. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And I want to do want to say thank you to Libertarian Banker, who is a Free Talk Live Gold amplifier. Libertarian Banker contributes $10 a month to the AMP program. We only ask for five. He's doing twice as much. So thank you for that, Banker. Definitely appreciate that. It's a way for you to get behind what we do here on Free Talk Live. Help us get on more radio stations around the country and bring new listeners on board. In fact, I had a busy day today. I was calling a bunch of radio stations, those that I could find that carry the Michael Savage program. Those of you out there who are familiar with talk radio probably know the name. He's one of the top, I would say, three or four, maybe top five talk show hosts out there. He's calling it quits at the end of the year. And a lot of people saw this one coming because, like, 2 years ago, he cut his show back from 3 hours to one, basically. And so it's like, okay, this is almost over. And now it's over. So he's done. And so that means that there's probably 100 or 200 stations that are looking for new programming pretty soon. So if you have a local talk radio station in your area that you like and they happen to have the Michael Savage show, wouldn't hurt for you to pick up the phone or shoot over an email to the program director of that station and, you know, compliment the station, say things you like about it, but then tell them that you would also like to hear Free Talk Live maybe when they get rid of Michael Savage. So that's what I was doing today, was calling those program directors directly. And, you know, asking them what they're going to do, if I could get them on the phone. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com. You can back the show up like Libertarian Banker has done. Again, he's doing it $10 a month. He's the gold level one of our gold level amplifiers. And you get some cool perks. You get some bennies as a result of being an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com.
Bennies? You had perks before.
Right. Perks and bennies.
Nice.
For helping out the amp program at amp.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about the news out of Vermont now, where the governor there is going to, what they describe here in the Vox.com piece, allow a marijuana sales bill to pass. To take effect. So he's not going to veto, but he's also not going to sign the bill. And so it's a certain time when if the legislature passes a thing, he can just sit back and say, well, I'm just not going to do anything. And that way he didn't, you know, make a move on it one way or the other, but it still passes. It's a political thing. So that makes Vermont the 11th state to legalize marijuana sales for recreational purposes. And believe it or not, a decade ago, zero states had done so. So we've gotten from 0 to 11 here in less than a decade. So that's pretty good for progress.
Yeah, I think the next target has to be the federal government, because once the feds get out of it and the states have to bear the full course cost of their insanity, I think that they will cease to be doing that stuff pretty quickly.
Great point. And also, according to the story, several other states, including New Jersey and Arizona, will be voting this November on marijuana legalization.
Even Alabama. We had an Alabama truck driver stop by a couple days ago, and he said that he was planning on voting in Alabama to legalize weed.
I didn't realize it was on
interesting. I think there were some bills that were introduced at the federal level in regards to it as well at some point here.
There have been. I don't know if anything's really caught on. There was supposed to be one that would take it off of the schedule. That was supposed to happen this fall, but I don't know what the status is.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this is one of the things where you got to start somewhere. So, introduction of a bill is a good thing.
And again, they have started somewhere. You mentioned Alabama. Nobody. I'm looking at this map with the different states colored green based on how much reform there has been. And Alabama is one of the states where there's no reform. They haven't even had decriminalization. They don't have a medical program. And so this would take them from zero to legalized. They'd be skipping all the other steps.
Okay, I may be wrong on that, because he said that it was one of the earliest states to decriminalize.
It must be Mississippi then.
Mississippi, that's it.
He was originally from Mississippi. He lived in Alabama. I think he'd moved back to Mississippi.
Okay. Sorry, Mississippi and Alabama. I get you kids confused.
Yeah, it looks like Alabama's still screwed, but Mississippi does have the decriminalization color here on the map. So, again, lots of states going to be voting on it this November. The governor in Vermont voiced concerns with the sales legislation, but suggested the legislature could tweak it even after it becomes law in the coming 2021 session. Among his other concerns, Scott worried the system set up by the bill would give, quote, an unfair head start on market access to medical marijuana businesses over new entrants. So there's some favoritism for the existing medical marijuana establishment there. And that the 30% excise tax would be, quote, raided by the legislature and used for other unrelated purposes, unquote, instead of its planned use for drug misuse programs.
See, how much drug misuse programs do you need when they're not illegal? It's not. It's the laws, I think, that cause them to become cool.
I think you're right about that. But that said, this is one of the things that the legislative types will propose as, well, we could use the money for this. And, you know, they say it's, if they can tax marijuana, they can supposedly help people with more severe addictions.
So, well, learning something in New Hampshire from that, maybe we should fix the use of all taxes collected to be prosecution of drug warriors, and then reluctantly agree that those taxes be set at zero.
We should just let if you get into a drug problem, let the free market, let donations fix the problem. If charities want to, or not just charities, charities already exist. If people people want to help people who have been addicted to drugs or are addicted to drugs get off drugs, donate your money to the charities and keep the taxes that are the money that's taken from you in taxes, keep it for yourself and or donate that to the charitable causes that you believe in.
That's the sensible solution.
Yeah.
And that way you don't have the, you know, you don't have political considerations controlling your treatment. And
people have to remember that when the government takes it, it doesn't go where they tell you it's going to go. It never does. And even when it does, there's a huge chunk of that that gets taken by other parties just in the process of the cost of processing the taxes in the first place. And then there's usually going to be another percentage that, you know, gets taken by people profiting from it, whatever it is you're trying to do. So definitely charitable organizations are much more capable of better use of that money.
Even
when they're not doing a good job, they're generally doing a better job than the government.
State. Yeah, absolutely. Marijuana, of course, remains illegal under federal law, as Vox.com points out here. But starting with Barack Obama's administration, the federal government has generally allowed states to legalize cannabis with minimal federal interference. Supporters of legalization argue it eliminates the harms of marijuana prohibition. The hundreds of thousands of arrests across the United States, the racial disparities behind those arrests, the billions of dollars that flow from the black market for illicit marijuana to drug cartels that then use the money for violent operations around the world, all of this, legalization advocates say, will outweigh any of the potential downsides, such as increased cannabis use that might come with legalization. But has there really been increased cannabis use?
Probably not really any substantially. You know what it comes down to is that there's probably going to be some increase in use or some increase in, you know, just because people are wanting to try it
out. The novelty aspect of it.
But the reality is people could get it before. People can get it now. It doesn't matter whether it's illegal or legal.
Right. Anyone who wanted it could get it.
Yeah. It's you know, I mean, this is stuff that, you know, high school kids are getting and even younger than that. So and that's on the black market. So to tell me that, you know, a full-grown adult is unable to get it just because it's outlawed is just not ridiculous.
Opponents claim the legalization will enable a huge marijuana industry that will market the drug irresponsibly. They point to America's experiences with alcohol and the tobacco industries in particular, which have built their financial empires in large part on some of the heaviest consumers of their products. This could result in far more people using pot, even if it leads to negative health consequences. Although I would say the evidence for those claims, given that we've now had most of a decade of legalization in some places, is pretty scant.
The other thing is marketing is dependent on having a semi-monopoly position, okay? Consider if you were a drug dealer or a pot dealer and there were a million other pot dealers in your town and you're advertising weed. Well, you get 1/1,000,000th of the benefit and you pay 100% of the cost. It's only when you have licensing and you can narrow down the beneficiaries that it makes sense to advertise.
We got more coming up here. You can share your thoughts. Plus, since we're talking about health-related stuff, let's go over to the UK. Nobody, you've got a story on the way about the National Health Service.
A good one.
Well, bad for them, but more coming up.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.